dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of remembrance, we prove with our great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we have lost. Indiana Jones. When the Cultural Revision Commission considered an anonymous tip that the esteemed body should consider whether or not the fabled archaeologist was not in fact a pedophile starring in a film series saturated with misogyny. Consider the batting eyelids of his all-female college class of admirers. Consider the frailty of the women he must repeatedly rescue for their own good. And consider that Elsa, the only woman who has the temerity to reverse roles and seduce both Jones and his father in The Last Crusade, must be killed off in a chasm for being too strong of a woman. All damning. But yet, the real sin of Indiana Jones was pedophilia. Yes, he even admits to having a relationship with Marion, the daughter of Dr. Ravenwood, his mentor, when she was underage.
I learned to hate you in the last 10 years.
I never meant to hurt you.
I was a child. I was in love. It was wrong and you knew it.
You knew what you were doing.
Now I do. This is my place. Get out!
And having groomed her once, Indy beds her again as an adult, only to discard her between films, presumably for some other more impressionable and younger conquest. For shame, Dr. Jones. For shame. Of course, this doesn't even begin to address the other serious sins embedded in the Indiana Jones franchise, such as that this supposed hero spends all of his time desecrating sacred burial sites and then stealing important cultural objects as though artifacts revered by natives are more properly owned by rich white people and stored for display in a museum. For these and so many other transgressions, Indiana Jones must be expunged. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
The term freshman, which Texas Christian University has properly placed on its long and morally satisfying list of banned words. You see, because the word freshman, which of course I only say out loud for the purpose of condemnation and not because I take any pleasure in saying it, contains the word men and is therefore not inclusive of all genders. Instead, TCU will now refer to incoming class members as first-year students. But as the Holy Manual on Language Purification teaches us, we must always look for the next word to ban, else why continue living? And so I give you some of the freshly identified terms of forbiddenness, which include the letters M-E-N or M-A-N. From henceforth, instead of saying human, I admonish you, brothers and sisters, to use the more inclusive term hu-person. And when you must ask someone to not bring a subject up again, politely request they not speak of it, rather than ever telling them to not mention it. And as though it had been waiting for just this mo-not-men-t, we must never again call a woman's post-reproductive time menstruation. The obvious calumny of this term is as oppressive as it is clear. Why else would the patriarchal architects of the English language use the letters of oppression to begin a word about such an immensely female experience? No, brothers and sisters, we shall henceforth call this time something fully feminine, such as the uterine refresh or spring cleaning. I trust you to join me in rooting out the totality of sexist vocabulary in our common tongue, since only by unappropriating it from wicked men may womine everywhere be free from the yoke of men wrapping them with their enslaving linguistic bindings. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, Lester Holt, who had the audacity to ask a straightforward question of the first female vice president in United States history, a question that ran the risk of making her look bad on national television. Although he was the first black man to anchor a nightly newscast, Holt showed his loyalty to anti-woman violence when he challenged the noble Kamala, as though any man is ever justified in challenging the felt truth of any woman's narrative. How dare he? Not only did Holt ask her a difficult question, he contradicted her answer, showing that at his core, he is still, as are all men, a sexist pig. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress. Never again. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.